Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
From Montana to Mahomes, his call has been synonymous with Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
He's the voice of the Chiefs kingdom, and he joins The Drive every Monday at 4.
You can't doubt the Chiefs! You can dislike the Chiefs! You can disrespect the Chiefs! You're going to have to deal with the Chiefs!
Here's Mitch Holtis.
Let's head to the phone lines right now to be joined by the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. He is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association Incorporated, and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, happy to have you pop on with us today.
Yeah, good to be with you. I wish it was under better circumstances, but going to go right by Silverstein's place here real soon here on the way to the Blue Springs Kingdom show tonight. But your rough one yesterday, the game was almost as predicted as being right in the high teens, low 20s. That's the way that this game was going to be. And just critical points of the game all throughout the game that I can identify and want to talk about where the game could have been flipped. That's where we're going to focus on our discussion with Coach tonight.
So let's start with that, because you're right. There were certainly some critical points in that game where this game was there for Kansas City to win. They just didn't make the plays. I think back to the red zone interception. You get an illegal procedure, an illegal motion on Jawan Taylor that negates a 15-yard gain. It is now 3rd and 12. Mahomes has to throw the ball out of bounds there or throw it incomplete. He throws an interception. And in a game that you just alluded to that was going to be tightly contested, played in the high teens, low 20s, every possession mattered. And to not get points on that drive was one of the things that did Kansas City in.
Well, it's a bigger issue. And I don't know if you listen to my game day setup, my monologue, which is basically like a late night TV show host, about 15 minutes to kick off every time. I'll give a monologue, what I think is the theme. And sometimes I'll use literature, comedy, or movies. But I talked about the crucial nature of the game. It wasn't a must win. It didn't eliminate the Chiefs in the playoffs. But it was crucial. But crucial games lead to crucial moments. And this was my thesis last week. I think I might have talked about this somewhat. But 9 times the Chiefs have had the chance to have the ball at the end of the second quarter and start of the third quarter. 9 times in 10 weeks. That's ridiculous. Usually it's 5-5, right? You'd think. But 9 times. In the 5 wins, the Chiefs have been outstanding in that, with 7 touchdowns and a field goal in 10 potential opportunities. In the 5 losses, one doesn't count, the Chargers, because they didn't have, that's the one time they didn't have the back-to-back possession potential. But in the 4 losses, there have been 5 3 and outs, a turnover on downs, no touchdowns, 1 field goal, and yesterday's interception. Do you follow wrestling? I mean, not, do you follow collegiate or high school wrestling?
No, I don't.
Like Mizzou wrestles, right? I wish none of the Division I schools in Kansas wrestle. Nebraska's got a good wrestling program. There's good Division II programs. Fort Hays State is a good wrestling program in Kansas. Like, there's a kid, Dylan Cooper. Dylan Cooper, he wrestled at Mill Valley. He's like a three-time state champion. He was awesome. And now he has to, but he wrestles at Arkansas Little Rock, and he's one of their main wrestlers, and they're lighter weights. But these games, like the Chiefs had, and this is something I talked with Coach tonight about, when you wrestle, there are times if you've got a hotly contested match, like if Dylan is up against someone equal, you got a chance to get a near fall and get some main back points or to get a pin in the second period. You don't have to wait to the third period. And so often we wait, hey, the last 2 minutes of the game, last 4 minutes of the game, and you can seize the game earlier than that. Like, you can get the pin in the second period if you want to wrestle and get it done. Then it's over. Boom. Now, in football, you don't have it over, but you can get it when you flip the game. Jacksonville, Buffalo, and now last night's game against Denver. To me, that's the crux of the matter. There are some very critical moments in games that go beyond the obvious that don't seem like they're critical because you have plenty of time and all your timeouts. And yet, they become very, very important and impactful on who's going to win the game eventually.
Right now, we're joined by Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is brought to you by GEHA and also by Silverstein Eye Center. A couple of other mistakes that I've seen with this team. Let's talk about the deep ball, because I look at an offense that went out to go get Rashee Rice in the draft, also went to go get Xavier Worthy, and it just feels like the connection on some of those deep balls, it's just not there. What are you seeing? Is that a scheme thing? Is that a route running thing? Is that a foundational point from Patrick Mahomes? Why do you think they've been so inconsistent with the deep ball?
Because they're hard.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hard to complete. Even you got Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson doesn't catch them all. And that's when you take a shot, go deep, take a shot, go deep. Your percentage of completing those passes is relatively low for the most part. It takes a lot to get that done. And to get, basically, they got 150 yards out of deep balls in last night's game. You get the 61-yarder to Tyquan Thornton, and then you get the two defensive pass interference penalties on Riley Moss, which equaled 88 yards or so, or almost 90, over 90 yards. The point is, some of the vertical things were happening last night. Now, it's also the skill of the person at the end of the point of that play. Tyquan Thornton, obviously, is a good deep ball catcher. He can high point the ball, understands it. Hollywood Brown on an underthrow came back. That led to one of the DPIs. One, it's really hard to complete those passes. They're exciting, hard to complete. Two, it's on everybody. The accuracy of the throw, the route, sometimes those aren't tricky routes. Maybe they're double moves, stutter and go, a sluggo route. But most of the time, they're just a go. Just run, go, find it. But trying to run full speed at 20 miles an hour and track down a football at 40 to 50 yards is hard to do. So you still got to take the shots. But actually, I was encouraged because three vertical plays led to three scores last night.
Right now, we're talking to Mitch Holtz's voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. Mitch, let's talk about the special teams. What did you see on the blocked extra point? I mean, from a math perspective, I mean, that honestly might be the biggest play in the game. After the touchdown, if you make that extra point, you go up four in that scenario. A major, major play in the game. We talked about special teams all season. What did you see on that blocked extra point?
Well, go back to Super Bowl 57. Your point's well taken. Because when Leo Chanel blocked that extra point by the 49ers, it kept it a three-point game. If it's a four-point game, that's what I'm saying. Every little thing matters in a game like that. And if it's a four-point game, the mentality for Denver changes somewhat. That depends on the discipline of the team. But if they know they have to have a touchdown, they go, all we need is a field goal to tie it. We're okay, which is what happened. But if you're down four and you got to have a touchdown, that's a whole different kettle of fish. So that blocked PAT was gigantic. It looked like a blown assignment. Usually, those usually really aren't tricky to block. There's not a whole lot of awesome, intricate blocking schemes to do it. But it looked like they had an overload, which is what you do when you block those, particularly in the interior. And it looked like there was a communication assignment. I don't know. I'm curious to see what Coach Taub would say about it. But it looks like communication, like, I'm going to block down. I've got to have B gap or whatever. But then they overload, or I'm going to block down on the A, they overload the B, and somebody else blocks the C and just leaves it right there. Doesn't happen often, but that's, I think, a communication issue.
I'll get you out of here with this last one, Mitch. I imagine this conversation is going to happen to you at some point this week. You're going to be walking at the grocery store. You're going to be somewhere. Someone's going to recognize your voice. They're going to come up to you and ask you if the Chiefs are making the playoffs. What's your answer?
Yes. Yes. I don't have any doubt right now they're not going to make the playoffs. We've gone through this discussion so many times. I've seen this team pull it out. I've seen this team fight through it. It'll be the theme you hear tonight on the Kingdom Show. It's not to sugarcoat it. It's not like it's, oh, this is great. I just laid out what happened in the five losses. It has to get better. You had the game last night where you've got the ball and the lead. You have the ball in the lead, and you have third down and short. You have third and two at your own 20. At that point, you got to think, run this clock down, man. Run it down. You got the ball in the lead, and you don't get that done. In the first of the flip, the double dip, in the second quarter, you had third and one at the 19, and you could keep a drive alive. That stuff has to happen. That being said, I have every bit of faith in these players, in these coaches, that they will rally and come firing back in a big way against the Colts. I've seen it time and time again. I've lived it. I get to be in the building. I see how they react to this, and they don't panic, and they don't flip out, and they don't just lose their mind or go, hey, that's it, I'm going to go to Cancun. That's not the way these guys are wired. These guys will make the playoffs. You can mark it, and if they don't, you can put this down and call me a fool, but they're going to make it.
Last thing, Mitch, who's on Chiefs Kingdom today?
A very special show, and I'm going to put a shout out there. And do me a favor, between now and 6, mention it a couple more times, because here's why. Noah Gray will be our guest tonight after Coach at the show at Blue Springs at the Hy-Vee. Now, here's why it's important. This was National Diabetes Month. At CDOT, there are so many parents that get a diagnosis from a young athlete or someone who's a young adult or a young child who's active. And they get like a type 1 diabetic diagnosis. What do you do? How do you handle it? Noah Gray is a type 1 diabetic. The regimen and how he attacks every day is impressive. and Mark Andrews of the Ravens. There's other type 1 diabetics that play in the NFL. I don't care if you're type 1, type 2. Listen to tonight's show, especially if you're a parent. We will actually have athletes. One is coming from 4 hours away who has talked and works with Noah because he is a type 1 diabetic, and Noah has made a huge impact on his life. Another is a young gal, much younger, like 10 years old, but she's involved in dance and is an athlete, recently diagnosed as a type 1 diabetic. That's tonight's focus. And we've had this show planned for a year, to have Noah Gray on this show to talk about it and to have these kids give examples of what they have to do and their parents. And as Coach will tell you tonight, don't fear it, attack it. And that'll be the theme. No one liked losing that game last night. I hated losing it. I got a pit in my stomach today. But on tonight's show, we rally and get ready to try to fight our way back to the playoffs in a series of 7-1 season games. Every game's a season now. But tonight, we attack it by going a whole different direction and telling families and kids what to do if you have if you're diabetic or you have a recent diagnosis of diabetes.
And that is Mitch Holthus joining us on the show today, voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. He is brought to you by GEHA, Government Employees Health Association, Inc., and also by Silverstein Eye Center. Achieve your best vision and experience outstanding patient care at Silverstein Eye Center. Mitch, we'll catch up with you next week after the Colts game.
Thanks, C-Dot. And you're 3rd and 15 on defense, and they're at the 21. Get off the field, because if we get the ball there, we're going to win it. We'll win it 22-19. Everybody's on this. Everybody knows. Get off the field. It's 3rd and 15.
I'm with you. That is Mitch Holthus, his voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, joining us on the show today. Be sure to check him out after the show coming up on Chiefs Kingdom.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns.
If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.